Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Gavlik, who's unmarked as he streaks away into an open goal.
Hit the boundary line.
Oh, the post is broken. Matthews hit it.
Boy, oh, boy, wow, wee.
He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
Hello and welcome to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Finals just around the corner. It is an exciting time for our favourite sport. I am Jay Clark and I'm joined by two of the finest and most learned gentlemen in the Herald Sun building, Glenn McFarlane and Chris Kavanagh. 2 weeks to go in the regular season, boys. It is absolutely on for the top eight spots.
Yeah, g'day Clarky. Kav, how are you going? It's been amazing, hasn't it? I feel like we've had a whole final series before the final series.
Yes.
Bugger these guys who say, oh, we want the wild card round and that stuff. That we've got this now, and there's a lot of footy to be played out at the moment, and be interesting to see whether the Blues, Cav, can get there or not.
No, absolutely. No, the footy's been incredible the last few weeks, hasn't it? So we've been really, really blessed over recent weeks. But
you are our man who calculates and crunches and you know, does all the forecasting.
Picket lines out the front of the Herald Sun.
I've had a look at your spreadsheet. And it's an extraordinary final spreadsheet you've got. Now tell us, right? Who makes it? Does Carlton make it? Do they fall at the final hurdle? Do the Western Bulldogs slingshot in? What is going to be the final eight for the finals? Because it's a huge fortnight for Michael Voss's men.
Well, I think it's going to be a huge last day of the season, that last Sunday when the Bulldogs play Hawthorn at 1:10, and then you've got Collingwood and Carlton at 3:20 at the G.
Oh.
And I think Carlton will be playing for its final spot there. And
it'll be over then. Yeah.
Well, if the Pies win that, then they knock out the Blues. I think that's how it's going to be. I mean, Carlton plays Melbourne this week. I can't see them winning that in the form they're in. They've got a few players out, obviously, as well. So it's going to be tough for them from here.
I'm glass half full for Carlton, but I'll say it's still a failure. I'll say it's a cross, because when you get off, was it 8-2? I think they were 8-2. Like, once you get off to an 8-2 start, that's a finals berth, really. You don't have to win. I don't think they've won back-to-back games since about round 9 or round 10. And so that's been the issue, that inconsistency. Even when they had their group together in the middle, they were falling apart. And as good as they are, collectively, you know, individually they look fantastic and they've had a great year, a lot of those midfielders, but collectively, they're just not working together as well as they should. So for me, it's a cross at 8-2.
Yeah.
4-6 over the last 10 weeks isn't very good going. I mean, you've got to say it's a little bit of glass half full, because they only won 8 games last year, finished 13th. So they've already won 12 this year. They've clearly, you know, that's 50% more wins already. But to have that sort of start and miss finals would be a fair disaster.
Luke Sayers, the president, said before he signed Michael Voss, they wanted to play finals, and they have a salary cap balancing act to complete next year.
They have. That's going to be the hardest thing, Clarkie. They've got
Mackay.
It's going to be really, really tough. And you know, we're obviously, you've been a part of the rich list, and we've got that coming in the weekend's paper, the AFL rich list, or AFL rich 100 as it is. With that though, like, the Carlton have got, they've got 7 players in it already, and it's going to be, you would think that Charlie's going to have to be really going up in value. They've already got Cripps signed up and Walsh, but those two big key forwards are going to be the big key.
Adam Scherer, one of those 7. Macca?
He misses out just, Kev. Okay. He just misses out, but he's right on the cusp. Not quite in there, but if he was in there, all I could say, he's around about the 102, 103, 104 mark. We're probably being a little generous, I think, Clarkie, keeping him out.
Hewitt out too, and would be one of the best value players in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the time that he's playing. Let's talk about Collingwood, because we've loved the fairy tale there at under Craig McRae this season. I know you're a big Collingwood fan, Macca. Do you think you can pull off a remarkable premiership this year? We know the Cats are firing at all cylinders. Forget Chris Scott's men for a second. Could Scott Pendlebury be lifting another Premiership Cup into the air in the end of September.
You've got me excited. You had me at hello. Seriously. No, with that, like I last week said, I think there's three teams that could win the finals. Sorry, win the grand final. I am now making it four. You've got to put Collingwood in because yep. I saw a very learned Melbourne person down at the footy, down at Cadinia Park or GMHBA Stadium last weekend. He's a Melbourne man and he said, the team I'm worried about is Collingwood. And I thought that sort of, this is the night after they'd beaten Melbourne. We've got a great record against Melbourne. Geelong worries me.
Yep.
Sydney's the other team I think that can win it. So I think they can win it. I think, how good would it be for Scott Pendlebury
yep.
to be able to do that? Like, as a captain, no one's captained Collingwood more than Scott Pendlebury. I think it'd be a great scenario. But I think there's still that chance next year as well. I think they're building really well.
Yep.
They can definitely win it.
Yep.
It'll take some work, but maybe that's black and white rose-coloured glasses.
What about Penny for Nathan Buckley's thoughts? Oh. How must the man be feeling, you know? Like, he tried to play a more quicker, direct, faster-flowing game style last year. It didn't work.
No.
They went back to the chip-chip sideways, try and get 100 uncontested marks, and that wasn't working. Yeah,
the chippy monster they were they? They were like the chippy monster. They couldn't do it.
He gets the bullet, and now he watches the... They've gone from second last to second on the ladder. Jeez,
say that again. Second last to second on the ladder. You sort of forget...
Amazing, isn't it?
How amazing the turnaround has been.
Hey, you're the story in here. How many times does that actually
happen? Oh, it doesn't happen very often. It actually, well, Collingwood came from, you know, they didn't win the premiership, but in 1977, the first year of Tommy Afey at Collingwood, Collingwood finished last in 1976, and they made a grand final.
Unbelievable.
First grand final I went to was 77. I was very young, Clarkie, and they were 27 points up at three-quarter time.
And lost.
And I remember my father saying to me, "You're home, son." Unfortunately, they weren't. It was a draw, and then they lost the replay the week after. But that, I mean, that's coming from last in a 12-team competition.
Yep.
Coming second last, 17th, is extraordinary, isn't it?
It's almost the reverse Collingwood too, because under Fly,
yes.
they're coming from behind.
That's right.
Well, one more win, and they finish top four, and if you finish top four, you can win it, can't you?
So, Kev, this is, I mean, obviously you had my say a minute ago. Mm. Do you think they can win the flag?
I think on their day they could beat anyone, yeah. I mean, they've shown that. They've beaten the reigning premiers twice in the last 11 weeks. Mm. They've beaten Fremantle and Carlton during that run too, so they've beaten some contenders.
Mm. And the turnaround of Mason Cox, for mine, is one of the more unbelievable stories this season. I thought he was done as a footballer, to be honest. I thought he was AFL scrap heap. Like, I thought last year, Mackie, he couldn't take a mark to save himself.
Mm.
And I don't know whether the vision problems were general issue. I remember I wrote a story, I'm digressing here, on Carlton's Sean Hampson, right, who had eyes allay surgery as well, and he said all of a sudden, I could see because I realised that at Friday night games I couldn't catch the ball. And back page Herald Sun, Sean Hampson, "I can mark again," or something like that. And Mark Stevens comes up to me the next day, says, "That's the worst story."
He
said, "It's the worst story I've ever seen in the history of the Herald Sun." The worst back page story.
No.
Jeez, didn't he pop my ball? I was a young bloke. I was sort of up and about
feeling a bit flat at the end of that.
That is the worst story on the back page Herald
Sun. With that, I mean, he is an amazing story, Mason Cox.
Yep.
He's playing with so much confidence at the moment. I think that's it.
Yep.
You know, the fact that he can drag down some serious marks. He is, and again, I thought it was all over. I thought it was done. There were a lot of Collingwood supporters are saying, you know, he's been shopped around, as we know, in recent years. But when he was signed on for another year, with a trigger, mind you, Clarkie, which he hit the trigger 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he's hit that trigger, and so he gets another contract next year.
You could have got him for a bag of twisties in last year's trade.
Absolutely.
Period.
And I'm surprised that someone didn't have a crack, even though I thought he was probably gone too.
Yeah, plucking him from the skylights.
Yeah, even some of the intercept marks against Melbourne last week, he was just grabbing them from everywhere.
Well, and the thing about it is, like, this is, if you had said to him after that Richmond preliminary final, you think he's going to go on for a long career. But if someone had said to you this time last year that Mason Cox will end up playing 100 games with Collingwood, you would have almost laughed at them.
Yeah,
not anymore. He's going to play that next year and going to be remembered as an amazing player for Collingwood.
A preliminary final hero.
Specialist.
And with Brodie Grundy out for the rest of the year now, I mean, his spot's locked in, basically, isn't it?
Can I just ask you this question, Cav? Like, Grundy, obviously, put out the message to the fans as well about, you know, I'm going to be out for the year, whatever. But he threw a little thing is, I'll be back for you guys next year. Was he throwing a little message to the Collingwood Football Club there, do you think?
100% he was, mate.
I did see that message, yeah. It was interesting, wasn't it? There was a little bit of a hidden message there, maybe.
What do you reckon, Clark?
Yeah, 100%. It's a niggle back to Collingwood. I mean, I think he's quite clear. He wants to stay. Yep. He wants to stay at Collingwood. He's on a bumper deal, $950 a year. And
not
now
his fault?
No. So he... And I think, you know what, I think it's going to have to take Collingwood to say, Brody, get out, we don't want you. Which is what Alistair Clarkson did to Ryan Burton in the Hawthorn trade with Chad Wingard. He said, nah, Burdo, we want you gone. It's that sort of simple. So other than that, I think Brody Grundy will be here. But and is it Craig McRae's style to say that?
No. I don't think it is. Grundy? I think he – I mean, it'll be what's presented to him about what they can get out of it in a lot of ways. But and does the Jordan Dugowie – I mean, the feeling is that, you know, a few weeks ago that Jordan Dugowie was gone.
Yep.
That is sort of turning a little bit on its head a little bit now, isn't it?
Craig McRae's comments in the press conference are interesting. We want him to stay. Now it's just about probably money, I think, because Collingwood would want to sign him on a reasonable deal, you know, a responsible deal.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to be paying $850 for him.
So how do you keep to go? We bring in Dem McStay and keep Grundy.
Grundy. Yes, well, that will be tricky. Maybe they can't do all of that. But remember, let's go back 2 years. They got rid of Treloar and Stevenson, cleared that cap room. Is that now the saving grace?
Absolutely. Has it hurt them? That's the thing. Have those trades hurt them?
We're calling it a disaster 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now if we can get in McStay, the mobile marking target, and keep the other two boys, it'd be interesting. I wonder whether Brody Grundy, when it comes down to the absolute nitty-gritty, says, right, okay, if you want me gone... Okay, I'll go, but I'm going to the joint that I want to go to. Mm-hmm. What if he says, I want to go to Geelong? They need a ruckman. What if he says, I want to go to Melbourne? Luke Jackson out. I'll play on the Gawn for a year. Like, I don't think he's going to be shoehorned to Port Adelaide or GWS.
If he doesn't want to go
If he doesn't want to go there.
And the thing
he'll
about
be picking his
yeah,
place.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, all of a sudden, if you're Collingwood, you're thinking, we could be playing this team in a grand final next year. And Brody Grundy could be playing against us in the first ruck in a grand final. That's going to – and how much would – how much would that opposition club, you know, want Collingwood to pay of that salary as well? They're already paying for Treloar.
$200,000 or $300,000.
Well, there you go. There's a full player. You've already got Collingwood $300,000 with Treloar, and another $300,000 is another player.
Is Brody Grundy still an A grader?
Yes. I mean, he finished sixth in their best and fairest last year.
Yeah, Macca?
Yes, with a little asterisk. I want to see. I worry about big blokes who have some stress relations in their legs and stuff like that. So I think he has the capacity if he gets his body back to a right level.
Yeah.
Clarkie, yes or no?
Yeah, he is. I just don't know. I don't think he's played the role exactly as they wanted him to play in the past couple of years. Like, because at his best, he was the bullocking ruckman who then almost performed like a midfielder. I think they need him to play more as the down the line big man, like Gawn, possibly. Looking at it from afar, but you know, it'd be interesting. Does he need to do the 20 possession, 20 to hit out game, or does he need to do the 30 hit out game and the 3 contested marks, that sort of stuff? Anyway, this is the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. More on the Cats and the Demons coming up next. Jeez, I tell you what, it looks like the Cats are the team to beat. I still think you can get $3 on them, which for me is looks pretty juicy, sitting one out for the flag race. But is there still a question mark, Macca, on the MCG? We know they slaughter teams down there in their own backyard. What about coming up here? It's a bit bigger, it's a bit wider. The finals, the finals record, it probably isn't as good as they would like. You still got a question mark over them at the MCG?
To be honest, that's the only question mark I've got, Jay. They are clearly, to me, the best team in the competition by a considerable margin, I think.
Yeah.
So for me, it's the past that is worrying me, which is strange because I think my biggest worry about Geelong was always their bottom six. I think their bottom six now are the ones that have actually lifted them as much as the superstars have. I think their bottom six are really good.
Yep.
So I'm going to judge them. I can't judge them now.
Yep.
I can only judge them in September. But I'm thinking that they are a massive chance to win this flag. They should probably be. Yeah. If we're talking betting, you're saying $3. I think they should almost be $2.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah, well, since 2011, that finals record is 7-15. So that is a worry, as you say, Macca. But, I mean, I think they're going to head into September having won 13 games in a row. They should win their last two against Gold Coast and West Coast. And there's only a couple of teams that have won 13 in a row heading into September. One was Geelong 2008. One Brisbane 2001.
Sorry, Kev. So in your super spreadsheet, the Cats finished first.
Yep.
Who finishes fourth? Is that an interstate team? Is it Sydney Freo?
I've got Collingwood.
Be a pies, actually.
You got Collingwood.
How big's that?
Oh my God, that's massive. Oh, and that'll be huge.
Other qualifying final was as Melbourne and Sydney. So,
Oh, that will be absolutely fascinating. Hey, is there any threat, Richmond? Just quickly, do we give them a chance? You're a Richmond man, Cav. Did Dustin Martin get back in the fold? I just wonder. So if they sneak into eight, who you got fifth?
I got Richmond seventh.
Oh, you got seventh. So who do you got sixth?
Brisbane. So it'd
Brisbane
be up at the
there.
Gamma. Yeah.
Or they've done that before.
Well, they have done that. Yeah.
Brisbane kicked themselves out of a finals win, didn't they?
And they came back from 42 points a couple of weeks ago against Brisbane. So, I mean, you would think that'd be half a chance. I think the worry is. Gloston now, Grimes, Dusty. Richmond just can't afford to have the injuries because they don't have that depth.
But there is some replenishing going on. And Damien Hardwick touched on his press conference. We're bringing in some Noah Cumberland. I mean, who's looked...
looks good.
Yeah, looks impressive. So I do like what they're doing. And I reckon Brisbane could be their best matchup in a knockout final
How
up at the Gabba.
And then the pressure that mounts on Brisbane if they happen to lose that game. Going into that game, there'd be so much pressure on... Don't forget about Richmond. The pressure will be all on Brisbane because they'll be expected to win.
100%.
And their finals record hasn't been good like the Cats.
What are they? They've got a terrible finals.
Yeah, they haven't won too many over the recent years.
No.
We got some trade chat coming up next. I want to ask you fellas a question. What does Alistair Clarkson do next year? We'll get the answer to that in 1 second. This is the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. We're going to get to Dyson Heppel and Isaac Rankin in a second. Alistair Clarkson reportedly spotted in a corporate box watching the Kangaroos on Sunday. Is that where he lands, Glenn McFarlane?
I hope it is. And I suspect I suspect that's the way it's heading. And I just think the romance of that, Clarko returning to North Melbourne, there'll be a bit of Ron Barassi. I know that Ron didn't play for North, but when Ron joined North Melbourne and gave them relevance in the early 70s, they used the 10-year rule to get a number of big players. I reckon Clarko is using his own rule in there at the moment. He's making a lot of phone calls. They'll deny this, of course, but he's making a lot of phone calls to currently players out of contract and just saying, boys, you just want to just hold fire for a minute.
Shields?
There's no doubt that he is talking to a lot of people, and I'm sure Liam would be on the...
Jack Gunston?
Jack. Well, I hope he doesn't leave Hawthorn because he's been outstanding. But I would fully expect that we'll get a decision really soon. And if I was North... You just got to get the deal done, don't you? Imagine the amount of publicity you get from having, you know, the best coach of the modern era.
Yes.
Sorry, Dimmer. He has got four to join you and to give you a little bit of, a little bit more. And they need everything they can get, North. And he just would have seen a few signs there with Larky. Aldo Hughes had a really good year. But to get him signed as soon as possible, because you've got to get Cam Zerha signed and you've got to get others, you know, you've got to get Horn Francis over the line and stuff like that. So I think that would give it an enormous fillip. Do you reckon he will be at the Kangaroos, Cav?
It's hard to tell. I mean, he's met with GWS four times now, hasn't he? So,
he has.
You'd have to think they might be the front runner now. I was thinking it would be North a few weeks ago, but now I'm sort of leaning towards maybe GWS is in the lead.
Port Adelaide? No?
Well... Yeah.
The funny thing
is,
I know one of Clarko's good friends, and he's got no idea. So, you know, Clarko's not telling anyone. No, only him and his wife, Karen, would probably know.
Yeah,
so
correct. Clarky, have you got a feel? Have you got a, if you were...
Oh, I think North Melbourne from here, I think North Melbourne's the man. What does his assistant coaching team look like? I think that will be pretty interesting.
Yeah, well,
and how many years do his wheels spin for? So how many years are North Melbourne not very good? Like, have they got another 3 years in the bottom four left in them? And how's he going to go?
Maybe three.
Yeah, two to three.
What they get and what they can attract through the door. But I think I'd be giving him a 5-year deal. I'd have no worries at all giving him a 5-year deal.
Well, I think you'd have to get him, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, I mean, he wants to play finals footy. That's not going to happen for at least 2 years, maybe three.
And their draft picks aren't very good this year either. I mean, they've got one and then 55, I think. Yeah.
That's a little concern.
Horn Francis is certainly going to be interesting. Just quickly, some trade chat. Isaac Rankin, $800,000 off at least at Adelaide. It's $4 million over 5 years. Gold Coast aren't going to match that. They want him to stay because they just think it's the best environment for him. He's really started to catch on the past season and play with some more consistency. What do you think? Is he worth $800,000 at Adelaide, boys? Is it a good move from the Crows?
I wouldn't say good. I mean, he's only played 47 games. Yes, he's had a good year this year, but he hasn't done a hell of a lot with his career yet. We know what an enormous talent he is. But
you need to pay the extra to get him,
though. You do have to pay overs, yeah. Yeah, of course. 800's a lot of money for a 22-year-old, though.
Forward pocket.
Be the highest-paid Crows player in history, is that right?
Oh.
Be up there. Be right up there.
I thought Rory Sloane got a little bit more than that at his peak when he turned
maybe
down
he did. Just maybe.
Victorian interest.
If I was Isaac Rankin with that deal, I reckon I'd be signing as soon as they put it in front of me.
I would have signed it
because that's overs. And as you say, you have to pay overs to get players like him.
Yep.
I would have signed it well and truly.
If the Wangaratta Gazette wanted, is it like, or if any, like, you would.
Wangaratta Gazette would be all right to go to, too, Clark.
You would be straight out the door for that sort of coin. And Dyson Heppel, is it heartbreaking for Essendon fans if he leaves to go to Gold Coast on a 4-year deal, having kept the playing list together in its darkest hours? Mackie, you reported on all that. He could have left. Hurley could have left.
Yeah.
He stayed. Now he gets a bit of an underwhelming 1-year offer from the Bombers. How will the hardened Essendon fans feel about him in another plane jumper next year?
I won't say the peed off word, but that's what you would, because, I mean, he's given everything to the Essendon Football Club. And as you say, he stayed when he could have quite easily left and played maybe in premierships elsewhere. Yeah. And that's why I hope he stays. But Essendon have dropped the ball here. Like, I know what they're trying to do. He's never going to leave or anything like that. They've dropped the ball and not given him the due respect that he needed.
Is he in their best 22,
That's the question, Clarkie. That is and he is right now.
Have a look at Mason Redmond.
But turn around in this time next year and he's no guarantee to be in their best 22. So I can see where they're coming from.
They're doing the right thing.
But sometimes you've got to look. And they've been accused of looking after those supplements players in the past. You know, Michael Hurley gets a big long-term deal.
That's
Hooker
right.
got a long-term deal. So there's a few of those that...
This is why your lovely wife says you're a big romantic. You know,
what the romance about me. You just got on the marital front.
Are you more of a cold-hearted killer, Cav?
I think Cav's got a bit of cold-hearted killer about him.
I mean, I think Dyson's... Well, he's clearly slowed down. He's second half of the year's been better than his start of the year. But, I mean, he's 30. You don't give 30-year-olds 4-year deals there. I think Essendon's doing the right thing by giving him one, roll on if he plays right next year. If he's still in your best 22, roll him on again to another year until he's 32 and go on from there.
Beyond next season, it's a coaching contract, isn't
it? That
he's and he is as good a person as you could meet in football, Dyson Heppel. You would love to be half the bloke he is. He's just an extraordinary bloke who would be super for their culture up there, Luke Hodge style. So that will be fascinating. Lots happening in the trade market this year. Glenn McFarlane, Chris Kavanagh with the Super Spreadsheet. You boys have been absolutely magnificent. And thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week on the Herald Sun Footy Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.